Our grain markets lately have been led by our soybean products. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, we have been seeing soybeans kind of leading the market here, especially with talk around the marketplace about China in the market buying some more soybeans. But what else is moving to market? What else should we be watching? Brandon Doherty is with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
Well, I think beans have been kind of leading the way recently, and they were actually up earlier this morning, but have since faded into that negative territory. We did see NOPA crush data yesterday that was supportive for beans at 221.6 million bushels, which was a record for the month of January. And soybean oil stocks were actually kind of bearish on that report because those jumped higher. But soybean oil continues to rally here, likely on talk that the EPA may issue higher potential blending mandates, maybe as high as 5.2 to 5.6 billion gallons annually versus 3.35 billion last year. So my understanding is they're sending that to the White House this week for a review.
But with that in mind, Brandon pointed out there is some pressure on our soybeans as well.
I think the pressure on the beans is a lot of it's technical. We've seen beans become overbought here after the recent move higher, and there's still a little bit of uncertainty regarding the whole China deal. Trump is supposed to visit China in April, and hopefully we'll get some type of formal trade agreement then. But until that happens, the bean market does look a little bit toppy.
Your thoughts, Brandon, on the corn side of things?
Corn has been just largely range-bound, and I think it's been following beans to some degree the past several sessions.
The demand for our grain products continues to be fairly strong. We've seen some good export business, especially with our weekly export sales reports. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.